We are on a subway car or railway car or something. My wife has engaged in spirited sisterly conversation with another woman. A girl across from me, long brown hair, glowing skin, bends over her magazine, spilling a tease of exquisite cleavage. She must feel my eyes on her, for she sits up and turns her face to the side and smiles that slight, sly, all-knowing, all-forgiving smile we all know. Then, Lord help me, she leans to place her magazine on the floor, flashing me deep down where the solid, alive geometry narrows toward nipples in shallow shadow. She sits up. We smile formally, innocently. Then, is this happening? She bends to pick the magazine up again. I get an urgent need to pee, and I'm excited that I must pass close to her, and I feel some guilt at this subtle, involuntary betrayal. The girl must have seen my eyes plan the route, for when I stand up, she has passed already smoothly into the hall to the bathrooms. When I open the men's room door, sure enough, she is in there. With no subtlety, she holds the neck of her shirt wide so I can see down to one of her nipples, thick like a thumb, flat on top like a mesa, pink bullseye and pale areola. But I just barely glimpse it before it begins to glow. First, the flesh fissures leak light from within, geography becoming geology. Then, as the glowing grows brighter, the blackberry swirls fuzz. She is taking her top off completely now, I know from her peripheral arm motion and the shadow crossing her chest. But when the quick eclipse has passed, I still see only the one light. Maybe my eyes are crossed. One light. It brightens more. It's like a moon now. Brightens more. It's a sun flash on chrome. Then I am dislodged from that consciousness. And whether I sit there on the toilet seat oblivious or traveled far in blood canoes, I cannot say.